This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A person who possesses a pure heart and a pure soul would say this, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam's word. He says, it is Allah who created me and He is the one who guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. And it is He who feeds me and provides for me and nourishes me and clothes me. وَيَسْقِينَ. And He's the one who provides for me to drink. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And it is He who causes my life and He causes my death. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And if I was to ever fall sick, Allahu Akbar, look at his manners with Allah. He does not say, if Allah made me sick. He said, if I was to fall sick, then it is Allah who cures me. Not the doctor, not the medicine, not the specialist, not the surgeon. These are all means. These are all means. Maybe they work, maybe they don't work. But the one who is called a Shafi is Allah. The medicine is not called Shafi. The doctor is not called Shafi. Allah is a Shafi, it's His name. فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And I have high hope that it is He who will forgive my errors and my mistakes on that day. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the one who possesses a pure heart, he's quick to acknowledge and realize and recognize that Allah created him. And Allah guides him. And Allah feeds him. And Allah clothes him. And Allah decrees his life. And Allah takes his life away. And Allah decrees all his affairs and all his matters. That's the pure heart. It's a heart that is solid in its conviction that Allah is the Lord. That's a pure heart. But I tell you something. If you acknowledge this and you're with me, and you say, yes indeed, I believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla is my Lord and He is the maintainer of all my affairs, then I tell you something, and be prepared for it. Whoever makes this statement, whoever makes this testimony, whoever says, La ilaha illallah, and my Lord is Allah, you'll be tested. You have to be tested. These are heavy words. You think that you'll be able to say it. No test to see your commitment upon it. Anyone can say it. Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to test your commitment upon this word. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتَرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَنُونَ. Did the people assume they could say like what Ibrahim said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, and they will not be tested. They won't be tested in terms of their commitment upon La ilaha illallah.